Samuel Lewis was the U.S. ambassador to Israel from 1977 to 85. He's now senior policy advisor with the Israel Policy Forum, a group that promotes peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors. Thanks for being with us.
Pleasure.
A question first about the timing of this assassination. Ariel Sharon has said that he wants to remove Jewish settlements from the Gaza Strip. Do you agree that this is a debilitating blow to Hamas in advance of that eventual settlement removal?
Yeah, I think it has some of that quality about it. It's really triggered by the surprising attack on the port in Ashdod a couple of weeks ago, which succeeded in penetrating Israel's defenses. And right after that, there was a cabinet meeting and a meeting with the high command, and they decided, okay, that's it. It's going to be all out against Hamas, and we're going to eliminate their leadership. I think the decision to do that is both a response to the frustration about not being able to stop all the attacks, and there have been something like 35 or 40, I think, since the first of the year, and several have gotten through. But also, he certainly is worried about the fact that he's got real problems in the cabinet about getting this withdrawal plan through, unless or until President Bush gives him a public stamp of approval for it, which will help him with his own cabinet. And the allegations from the right wing that if we withdraw from Gaza, it'll be seen by the Palestinians and trumpeted as another defeat like our withdrawal from Lebanon. So the decision to go ahead now and take the real what gloves were left on off and try to finish off as much of the Hamas leadership as possible before they withdraw would make it more acceptable to some of the skeptics in the Israeli political scene.
Let's talk a bit about the role that Sheikh Yassin played. He founded Hamas back in 1987, mm-hmm. was released from Israeli prison in 97. Today, the Israeli defense minister called him the Palestinian bin Laden.
Yeah.
How would you characterize his role?
Well, I don't know. I think these analogies are kind of hard. He certainly was the spiritual leader of the Hamas movement, a very shrewd operator who never said much which would give Israelis confidence that he wanted anything other than their destruction. But every now and then, he gave some indication of moderating some of the firebrands in the Hamas leadership. And that's why I suppose the Palestinian leaders now are saying he was a moderate force, and this is a great tragedy. But he was popular because of his spiritual leadership, but his unbending determination and public calls to eliminate the Jewish state. So it's not too surprising that he's been finally targeted. They tried to get him once before, you know, with a big bomb on his house about a couple of months ago, and missed him.
And as you think forward to the ramifications of this killing, how do you see this playing out?
Well, for the time being, I'm sure that there will be a paroxysm of effort, perhaps not only Hamas, but also the jihad and others, to retaliate as harshly as possible, perhaps against your own personally or other Israeli leaders. Over time, I suspect that this weakens Hamas somewhat. They will replace him. There are other political leaders, but there's no one that I'm aware of who has quite the combination of political leadership skills and also this spiritual aura. So the public popularity of Hamas could conceivably decline over the longer period. But in the immediate future, we'll just have to look for a lot more violence.
There was also a threat by Hamas today to retaliate against the United States, saying all Muslims of the world will be honored to retaliate, implying that the United States is complicit in this killing. Do you think that's a real threat?
I'm not so sure it's a real threat for actual Hamas operations, though you can't totally exclude it. I would suspect Americans overseas in certain parts of the Middle East might be targeted. It could also inspire targeting from other extremist groups. And the reaction in the Arab world generally will be very, very harsh against the United States.
Ambassador Lewis, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Samuel Lewis is former U.S. ambassador to Israel. He's now senior policy advisor with the Israel Policy Forum.